Let's take a few minutes now and cover two objections or concerns that are somewhat common among women who may be in a more hurting place or a more shaky relationship. Now, keep in mind that I'm not a counselor, but I can share what we've seen in the research, and also keep in mind that because this whole course is one-sided and focused on us understanding him, it could come across as me saying, you're the only one with responsibility here, or it's your job to fix it and he gets a free pass. No way. As you know, no. I am a firm believer in both of you working on your part. So please know that what I'm sharing here is about what you can do, but he absolutely does have a part to play too. And the hope is that as you do focus on what you can do, that he will be drawn into working through what he can do. Okay, so what are the two concerns that I hear a lot on this topic? First, I hear women say things like, he just seems to care about sex, not about me. Some women feel like their man is being selfish and demanding. I've even heard some women say, he doesn't pay attention to me except when he wants sex. I feel like a prostitute. It might indeed feel like your man is being selfish and demanding, and maybe he is. There are indeed a small percentages of men out there who are just a bit more selfish and don't have goodwill, but statistically, that is incredibly rare. In most cases, he probably does have goodwill towards you. He probably cares about you. He almost certainly wants you to be happy. So if that's the case, why does it feel like he doesn't care? Well, he may be unhappy himself and withdrawn, or he may be clueless about what you need because he doesn't understand some of what we've talked about here, or doesn't grasp what you've been trying to tell him, or he may be under the false impression that nothing he does matters and he has checked out. There are dozens of reasons you could end up feeling like he doesn't care, even if he does. Mike Seitzma, the sex therapist who is our co-author on the sex book, recommends always asking yourself the question, is what I'm seeing from my spouse primarily a bad heart, or is that bad skill, which includes cluelessness? What Mike has found in his practice is that it is almost always bad skill, and you handle that differently because you start by assuming that he cares. But if you're feeling that he doesn't, that he only wants you for your body, that you might as well be a prostitute, if that truly is how you feel, even if you've spent time thinking about that, this may be another case where you take what you're learning here and go to a good counselor or coach to help the two of you work through the application of it for you. You can work through both what he is doing and signaling, and frankly, work through if there's anything you're doing that could be creating obstacles to the relationship you want. As you might suspect, in most situations with marriage difficulties, especially on this topic, there are usually two sides to the story. Not all the time, but most of the time. The second thing I hear as a frustration from women comes from those who are not dealing with the big issues, but are just not feeling close outside the bedroom right now and are completely gobsmacked as to why you've had a fight or you're distant from each other and he wants sex. That is impossible for many women to understand, how he could want to be so close physically, even when we're very much not close emotionally right now. This points out another really important difference between most men and most women. Now, this is simplifying things, but a hormone called oxytocin is known as the bonding hormone, and it's what's released in your brain that makes you feel closer to someone. Women experience a rush of oxytocin in many cases. When we're nursing a baby, we feel that rush of love and care and feel so bonded to this little one. When we're having a deep conversation with a close friend, oxytocin is also released and we feel so connected to them. There are many times that oxytocin is released in our system. In men, it is primarily released at one time. And guess when that is? It's during sex. So what often happens is that you two are fighting, you're distant, you've pulled away from each other. Your man feels that distance too, and he's aching for closeness with you, just like you are longing for closeness with him. So he initiates sex in order to feel close to you. he is instinctively trying to rebuild that bond between the two of you. Let's take a very short gap time and consider these two concerns or objections. Do you have either of these? If so, what can or what should you do to address them? Do you see a counselor? Do you give your man the benefit of the doubt? Do you look for signals of how he cares about you? Take just a moment and think about that. If you need more time before we go to the other segments, just press the pause button and keep working on that.